here's a story from The World.
When it comes to America's future relationship with the rest of the world, we're starting to get a sense of the approach President-elect Joe Biden might take. Biden is expected to announce some key cabinet picks tomorrow. The word right now is that Biden has chosen Antony Blinken for the coveted post of Secretary of State. Blinken has served in many roles over the years, most recently as Deputy Secretary of State under President Barack Obama. Former CIA Director John Brennan has worked closely with Blinken. He says Blinken is well-positioned to start repairing America's ties to traditional allies.
I think Tony has the deft touch needed. He is, in many respects, a quintessential diplomat. Although he was never, you know, working his way up through the Department of State as a Foreign Service officer, he has an approach, an attitude, and I think a vision also that is going to allow the United States to repair some of the damage that has been done. I think he's not going to cut corners. He really is going to spend time talking to United States friends abroad. But also, I think he's going to deal very forthrightly with some of our adversaries that are out there. There's going to be a tough policy, I think, on China on a number of fronts, as well as with Russia. So I think Tony brings together the knowledge, the experience, as well as the personal relationship with Joe Biden that is so, so important for a Secretary of State to have.
Also today, Director Brennan, according to several outlets, Avril Haines is tipped to be Director of National Intelligence. What can you tell us about her?
She has a lot of experience. She worked also on the Hill. She has a law degree. Her undergraduate degree is in physics. She's a pilot, a martial arts black belt, but she is steeped in the law. She was the National Security Council's legal counsel for several years when I first worked with her in the Obama administration. Then I selected her as my deputy at CIA because of her breadth of experience and her pragmatic approach to national security challenges. And then when she became the principal Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, I think she really demonstrated her ability to work very closely with others in that interagency environment.
Director Brennan, you know perhaps better than anyone that the State Department and U.S. intelligence agencies need to have a smooth working relationship. Here actually is Tony Blinken speaking on Intelligence Matters. That's the podcast of former acting CIA Director Michael Morell.
A President Biden will not politicize intelligence, will insist that truth always be spoken to power, will demand that people bring their best analysis and best judgment and not in any way shape it to what they perceive to be the political desires or political interests of the incumbent.
Tony Blinken makes it sound pretty easy. What kind of lift do you think it'll be, Director Brennan, for Avril Haines at National Intelligence to depoliticize U.S. intelligence?
I don't think it's going to be much of a lift at all, because the professionals in the intelligence community really want that objectivity and integrity of the intelligence community to be restored. It has been the administration, the White House, and the senior members, unfortunately, of the Directorate of National Intelligence that have politicized intelligence. So Joe Biden recognizes the importance of making sure that that intelligence community will be apolitical, nonpartisan, as well as objective in terms of the intelligence it provides to policymakers. And I think Tony Blinken at State Department will work very, very well with Avril Haines and other senior members of the intelligence community for the good of the country.
John Brennan is a former CIA director. He's been speaking with us about his time working with President-elect Joe Biden's likely pick as Secretary of State, Tony Blinken. John Brennan's new memoir is called Undaunted. Director Brennan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Marco.